We're back with Melanie Franklin, Chief Executive of Maven Training. We're going to speak a little bit about interpersonal skills and how they affect your projects and program management. What's the definition for you of interpersonal skills as opposed to soft skills?
I think it's a very interesting question, because if you look up on the internet and you do lots of searches, there is no one definition of interpersonal skills. And there is a lot of confusion between soft skills and interpersonal skills. People get very angry, I think, when you talk about soft skills, because the first retort is that these are the hardest to gain, which I think is fair. And I think soft skills implies that it's something sort of a bit squidgy and something that's not very important. Interpersonal skills sounds like it's a little bit more of a structured approach to something. But interpersonal skills are about, how do I get things done through people? Interpersonal is all about my relationships with other people. And I think that is essential in both project and program management. When it comes to being an effective project manager, part of my job is to persuade, to engage, to motivate. Often I'm having to borrow resources from other areas within my organisation. Sometimes I'm getting resources given to me through a contract with a supplier. Maybe those resources don't want to be there. So part of my job is building an effective project team that gels almost from day one, as we're all in this together, we're all heading in the same direction. And I think very highly skilled project managers always evidence very strong interpersonal skills. What I mean by interpersonal skills is not one single definition. I think communication is very important, a communication skills most definitely. But I think also there's this leadership aspect, this ability to stand up and set direction, but also this ability to be prepared to take decisions and live with the consequences of those decisions. And I think there's this other aspect of people management, which is not about me and how I do things, but actually how I bring people together and build relationships. And I think that's very important. The amount of time that you take to get to know how a particular team member works, the things that they are very good at, those things that they can do but they don't enjoy, they're a little bit slower, and perhaps you could use other people for. All of that is incredibly important in making sure that the project flows as easily as possible. And I think if you're not prepared to engage in conversation and be prepared to spend time building relationships, then you're going to be doing it structurally by the book, but you're going to find it very hard going.
So tell us a little bit about the verbal and non-verbal reasoning.
I think when it comes to verbal reasoning, at the moment we're having this conversation, and I'm thinking very carefully about the words that I use and that the argument I put forward. I'm constructing a logical argument, and I'm trying to put that across to you because I want you to feel engaged and I want you to agree with me. But that's only part of the story. The rest of the story is my body language. You're picking up signals from me about whether or not I actually believe what I'm saying, whether or not I'm interested in what I'm saying. If I was looking out to the corner there and sort of my shoulders were down, you get a pretty good impression right now that I'm not that interested in the conversation, that I'm not together with you on this. So it's about, logical argument is only about 7% actually of what we do. About the other 93% is all about the body language, the tone, the inflection, the eye contact that we actually put across. And I think when we take that and think about it, it makes us understand why interpersonal skills and working on that non-verbal communication is so important.
So how can we apply those interpersonal skills when we actually come to running projects and programs?
I think one of the first things to do when you're looking at your skill set with how you deal with people is, first of all, understand yourself. Understand what makes you tick, what makes you motivated in the mornings, what excites you about this particular project, why you're pleased to be managing that particular project, or why you're pleased to be taking part in it. Because I think if you can start to understand your own motivation, then you can start to engage with others and understand that actually something else about it excites them, something else about it interests them, and you can then start to understand and build your conversation around what interests them. There's two-way discussion. So I think understanding yourself, getting to know your own particular management style, how you deal with people and how you come across. Because often when it comes to interpersonal communication, it's not the message that you're delivering, it's actually how it's being received. I think you have to be very brutal sometimes in the questions that you ask about yourself and get people to point out perhaps what's your strong points are, that would be nice to hear, but also sometimes where you could do with a little bit of improvement. One of my lessons learned has been that I'm very immediate in my emotions, and that I come out and say what I think. And sometimes, you know, it's better to sit back quietly, and the value of silence in interpersonal communications, letting others talk, is very important. So we all have different learning points. And I think it's accept those first, then you can build the skill set that works for you.
So how does that fit in with this concept of emotional intelligence? And how does that work in the workplace?
Emotional intelligence has been something that's been around for the last sort of 50 years or so. IQ, we started with the more analytical intelligence, and we all have our own IQ scores. It's very interesting to note that our IQ basically tops out when we're in our mid-teenage years, and it never gets any higher than that. So our logical, analytical reasoning ability gets fixed around the age of 15, 16. Emotional intelligence is actually learning from different situations and understanding that, in fact, the way I approached that last time didn't give me the result I wanted. I should do it differently next time. Stop repeating the harmful patterns of behaviour that don't get me where I need to be. And in fact, emotional intelligence continues to grow year on year if you are the type of person that is prepared to amend what they do to meet the situation. That didn't work. I think I was a bit harsh there. Next time I talk to that person, I should be a little bit softer. I think just ringing that person up at 11 o'clock at night didn't really work. They didn't seem very interested. Perhaps next time I'll buy them a coffee in the morning and talk through that I need them to do me a favour. So I think it's those people, emotional intelligence grows from those people who are prepared to learn from their mistakes.
So how can we do that in a practical way, do you think?
I think for me, I can only talk about my own personal experiences. And what I've always tried to do, and I do try to do it on a regular basis, try not to let more than about a week go past, when I do make a note to myself. Sometimes that note can be a sort of very much an actual note, you know, but sometimes it's just to sit back and go, that didn't go well. What should I do better next time? And actually avoid making the same mistakes again. Problem in this world is we're always so busy doing that sometimes sitting back and thinking, yeah, how did that go? Can I do it better next time? Is not something that we're necessarily rewarded for. It's all about how quickly we can get things done and not how well we're getting things done sometimes. So I am talking about a little bit of quiet reflection for individuals.
Can that be formally trained, that sort of approach, do you think?
Well, I think this comes down to the argument about whether or not leaders are born or made. And I think that leadership skills, communication skills, team management skills can be taught. Yeah. I think there will always be people who have a natural aptitude. We all know the leaders who actually they have a certain body language. They have a certain spirit about them that we automatically, our eyes follow them when they come in the room. But there are other skills about being a good leader, about being able to take decisions, being able to follow through, explain your reasoning. I think there are lots of skills about good communication, presentation skills, certainly, but also about how to construct an argument that enables two-way communication, how to think about your body language and how you present yourself. Mm-hmm. I think all of these elements can be trained. And I find it in our training courses, a lot of what we do to start with is about that self-revelation, self-analysis, and we don't get people to share that. We get people to absorb what they've learned about themselves. And then we go over some of the skills that can improve some of those areas. And I think they find that very, very valuable. I think what I enjoy about the interpersonal skills training that we do is that it is very much targeted towards project and program management. And for me, the big differentiator between that and more generic skills is that in a project environment, it's quite short term. I don't have line management authority over the people that I'm working with. Almost everything that I do is based on favours and helping each other out. And I think that's a very different environment to having a big stick that says, I'm the boss, I pay your salary, or I set your promotion or your appraisal, therefore you have to do what I say. Yeah. And I think in project and program management, it's not that environment at all. So for me, interpersonal skills are even more important. And I think we've tailored our courses around that situation. So we're not just talking generically. It's far more specific to what are